You're listening to Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, yeah, my baby does the hanky-panky.
Gibberish. It's Friday, February 26th. It's 2016, still day 57 of this year. On a nice morning, it's a bit chilly out. Today's high 50. And a very nice weekend is coming up. Should be warmer and a lot more enjoyable. Next week, 50s and 30s. A chance of rain mixes in there somewhere, but the weekend should be great, so happy Friday to you, and it's been a long week, or is it just me?
Felt like Friday the last 3 days.
I woke up and thought, oh man, thank God it's, oh no. But then I went, yay, I get to go see Danny and Wes and Sid and play and
play radio.
Crap like this, yeah. But anyway, it should be a decent day. It was nice last night for a change to get outside and sit, and it wasn't pouring down rain, so. Good luck to you today. Be careful out there, and we'll have a nice long weekend. Tigers played last night. They hung with SMU for a good bit. At the end, they just can't put it together, and they lose again. Unfortunate to see because these young men play really hard. They're trying, doing the best they can, but it just was not to be. Tonight, the Grizzlies traveled to Los Angeles for back-to-back games against the L.A. Lakers. They played here night before last, and now they go out to visit Kobe and the boys out in La La Land, so that is tonight as well. And the NFL Combine continues. Paxton Lynch, I believe his pro day is tomorrow. When they'll watch all these dudes, there are two or three quarterbacks being discussed, and Paxton Lynch is in that mix. They'll be doing various running exercises and throwing exercises for the NFL people, and these things often determine a great deal about where they go in the draft, or maybe they don't, but he's been working out for the past couple of months. There are these quarterback schools where they go to get coached on their footwork and things like that, and Paxton has been with one of those for several months, beefing up his skills. So we wish him the best tomorrow, too. I'm not sure if that's held here or not, but they're just being held today, and they've had NFL Combine activities all week. But tomorrow, I believe, is his pro day as they watch these quarterbacks and see who has the most promise. The news locally includes the passing of Dr. Nick, who, if you have been around here for a long time, you know that he was Elvis's personal doctor. George Nikopoulos, 88 years old, passed away yesterday. And he certainly was drugged through the mud over the years. Whether it was fair or not remains to be seen. There were many comments from people last night about how he had been unfairly judged over the years. And the front page of the Commercial Appeal has the story. And the big font, misunderstood, was he's supposed to be a very nice man who just was caught up in this mess with Elvis. He wasn't the only one. And he lived to be 88 years old, and I guess he was probably very unhappy and had some regrets about how his life went. But there were some many, many nice comments about him last evening on various news outlets and such as that. The a shakeup at one of the just this country has so many issues and challenges ahead. One of the most embarrassing and revolting things in this country is how the veterans of this land are treated. These VA centers across the country, every couple of years, somebody is outraged and they bitch and moan and have some Senate hearings, and then nothing gets done. And the VA, place here has always been a mess, and somebody has finally done something about it. The head of the VA center here has been fired and replaced by an acting director amid findings that the institution is plagued by underperformance. If there's one thing in this world that shouldn't be plagued by underperformance, it's how these women and men are treated. It is a travesty. And you know, why does this keep going on all across the country? So Diane Knight, I'm not sure what her history is, but she's been brought in to fix whatever the issues are. It's just a damn shame to watch this go on year after year. And it's not just here. It's all across the country. And it's been a problem for two decades, at least. And so now we'll see if she can do anything about it.
Well, she's the one being transferred out. It's William Mills coming in from Atlanta to take over.
Oh, that's right. She's being transferred. Right. Okay, so she's the underperformer. See you, Diane. And welcome in Bill. Bill Mills. Bill is his nickname, it says here. And William is his first name, whatever that means. So she is, so she's gone and dude's coming in. Okay, well, either way, maybe somebody can fix this mess and make these conditions better. The debate last night, I don't know how many, I swore I wouldn't sit there and watch all of this, but I was caught up in it, and it's impossible to not sit there and watch, I think, in just the fascination of how you're seeing alleged adults behave, people that want to be the president of this country. Man, times have changed. There were just five last night as opposed to 12. Wolf Blitzer was the host on CNN. There were several other people asking questions. It's so uncomfortable sometime to watch this that you're just transfixed. You can't move. Just to see who's going to do the next stupid thing.
You just have to not start. It's like heroin.
Well, here is an example. And as this audio clip says here, this sums up the debate last night pretty well. And it was all these boys at the beginning of this thing, because they got off to a really quick start bitching, moaning, and pointing fingers.
Donald claims to care about him, but he sent me his book with his autograph.
Donald, I understand rules
Mr.
are very
Trump,
hard
you're
for
doing
you. They're
a great
very confusing.
Job. I have his book.
Okay,
yeah,
that,
on your
reality
Trump,
TV show, not in
thank you,
Donald.
Thank you for the book.
Donald.
Thank you for the book. Go ahead.
Donald, you can get back on your meds now.
We had a lot of fun up here tonight, I have to tell you. Thank you for the book.
Donald, relax.
Go ahead, I'm relaxed.
Shut the fuck up!
That was just half of it.
God. And that's the whole night.
Yeah, and I don't know why they keep doing it.
It's embarrassing. And I don't know. There were five of them. I told my wife last night that there were some sane moments and some interesting things said. If I had been in a coma for 10 years and had no idea who these people were and awakened in time to watch this debate last night to decide who I would vote for and who I thought had the most sense, I think that Donald Trump stands out as his confidence is unquestionable. His ego is as big as this room. But the confidence factor and his ability to say the right thing at the right time and to deflect the questions that are uncomfortable, and then because the people around him, Cruz and Rubio, I thought, were just both just so ineffective. And they're just, as somebody said, they're just wussies, let's say. They just back down to him or they try to attack him. It doesn't work. And he stands there in that arrogant pose and dominates the entire thing. Ben Carson slept through most of it.
Eating fruit salad.
He needs to just go on home. Bless his heart. He was going to come here, but he's not going to, I think, because he wanted to take a nap instead. But there were some kind of security issues, so he will not be coming. And maybe they are about to slow down and phase him out. John Kasich is a very intelligent guy. And like Wes said, he was the adult in the room. But he can't get a word in edgewise because these other three are acting like little kids. And that was it before Super Tuesday. And so Trump keeps touting how he's done this, that, and the other, and how awesome he is. And sometimes he gets booed, and sometimes he gets applauded and embraced by the crowd.
It's all attention, though.
It's just incredible to watch this. So I don't know where this goes from here. On Tuesday, this will be much more defined, and we'll see. But if Trump is really leading Mr. Rubio in his own home state of Florida. That's a darn mess. Ted Cruz leads in Texas, but that could change too. So who knows? And then there's Donald's wife. There she is. Bless her heart with her top off on TV at the press conference. That's her new thing, is just being naked wherever she goes. It'll help. But to watch these clowns, I mean, it's just Ted Cruz and Rubio should just all quit and let Trump have it and just move along.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Get it over with.
I'm sure the party is just on them saying, you've got to get up there and you've got to shut them up. I wouldn't want that.
They can't. They're trying, but they don't want him in this position, but they can't do it. They could just have him killed, but that's about it.
That would raise a few questions.
That's all they could do.
You'll get plenty of response,
so stand by.
My name was
mentioned. I want to talk about ISIS right now and the federal government.
Why don't they have these things set up where they can cut their mics off?
And they have the little bell that dings that says your time is up, shut up.
No one cares.
And no one cares. They ignore it completely. And Trump just gives off the vibe that he's going to save the world, fix the world. He'll head to Syria and kill all those bad ISIS men, and then he'll kill Mr. Putin, and then he'll kill anybody who pisses him off.
He'll punch him in the face.
It's just crazy.
Have the GOP candidates had a town hall meeting yet?
They've had several. Last week they broke them down into smaller groups.
Three and three.
Yeah.
I
would love to kind of see one of these things with no crowd. There isn't a need for a bunch of people to hoot and holler. It's just remarkable to see. So maybe you watched it. I suspect many of you are sick of it because you know what you're going to get. That's the last one before Tuesday, and then we'll sit back and watch how this rolls out. I suspect that Mr. Trump will win the majority of these states, and he'll be here Sunday. You could go online and get tickets. My son last night somehow managed to make one with my name on it and send it to me.
Really? Nice.
So I've got that to keep for, you know, posterity.
You got
to
post that.
This place holds about 20,000 people. Mm,
it's gonna be a mess all day.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be out of control. The small town north of Memphis, it says here, will be jammed with traffic, and the poor police department in Millington. Good luck, fellas and ladies. This will be something to see. So they expect, I'm sure, thousands of people to come and just be near the magic that is the Donald. And have at it.
There are many kinds of magic.
Oh, my. I don't know. I mean, every time you think that he's just an insane, crazy, lunatic of a man, he gets up there with these, and he stands out from this bunch so much. That's why I think he has grabbed the attention of the American people, because Cruz couldn't be any more annoying, that little weasel-faced punk. And Rubio is the same way. He's about, what, 15 years old?
Mm-hmm.
it's just nuts. So each to his own. You have a chance to vote Tuesday in Tennessee and or Arkansas. Good luck. There was another awful event, a shooting, as people continue to snap. One or two every week, it seems like. This guy driving around in Heston, Kansas, near Wichita. He worked at this place, and I guess that there were some events that set him off. He killed three people, wounded 14, assault weapon, shooting from his car before the police took him out. This began about 5 in the afternoon yesterday and went on for a pretty good bit. And he shot a bunch of people in various locations, just driving around, emptying an assault rifle into whoever was there. So one more ugly thing to contemplate. And just don't forget where you are when you go out. Just keep your eye on where you are and who you're with, and good luck. There was some kind of a kidnapping robbery mess in Cooper Young last night. That has to be a concern to those that live there. So just be careful. Just stay home or something. But I mean, just to go out, you're just taking your life in your hands when you leave your driveway. It's just crazy. Today, there's nobody but us. Reverend Quaylam is off today. He's seeing his mother. He's visiting her. And we're going to just hang out today and share. Oh, it's Academy Award weekend. We have pages and pages of Academy Award facts and figures. And then we got to about the 50th page with a survey that says 6 in 10 people don't care about the Academy Awards. Yet we have 20 pages of show prep and information to share to those of you that don't care about it at all.
The show prep people are numbers 7 and 8 on that poll.
Well, we have to fill the time with something. You know, we just can't sit here and just do this all day long.
Claims to care about him.
Donald,
I understand rules
Mr.
are very
Trump,
hard
you're
for
doing
you.
A great job.
So that is that. We'll come back and check the sporting news of the day. There's not that much, really. And your emails are welcome. Any commentating observations that you have, feel free to share. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com.
You're listening to the number one radio show in the tri-state metroplex. Now in its 50th year. Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.
Barnett playing the Beale Street Music Fest this year on Sunday. She's one of the ones you'll want to see along with the rest of this great lineup. Neil Young to Paul Simon, Beck, Modest Mouse, Meghan Trainor, all about that bass. And Los Lobos, Johnny Lang, Cypress Hill, it goes on and on and on. The Cold War Kids are a great band. Lots of things to look forward to. Like Spring, which will be here by March 1st, is Tuesday. Because we have that extra funky day that doesn't really count, but it does.
Yeah.
So we have spring is about, I don't know, less than a month away, so that can come on. It just blows me away at how many things. We have a number of birdhouses on one of our decks, and there are birds already building nests in one of these things. It's way too early for that, but they're little sparrows or starlings. And both the mom and dad are in there, out of there all the time. So they're in there already making babies, and it's the middle part of February, or the end of it now.
Yeah, 22 days till spring.
It's unbelievable. And the daffodils are up, and they're trying to bloom, but they have been frozen by this cold. So they've stopped. It's just extremely weird to watch, but it'll be here. The baseball men are all back playing, and that's a good sign, too. The National Football League's combine is this week, where they work out all these young men that are vying for better draft positions. Paxton Lynch is going to be in the mix somewhere. Various predictions by the experts, and God, aren't we all experts on this stuff, about where he will go. So that's going to be fun to watch, and we wish him the very best as he works out for the NFL at the combine and for the scouts and all that stuff. The Tigers played last night a valiant attempt, as most of their games are. They were with SMU almost the entire way, and toward the end, it just went south. So they lose by 7 points to Larry Brown's SMU team, and that's not good. So just one more thing, as Jeff Calkins writes today, and about, I mean, they just crumbled late. They just don't have any poise when it gets down to the nut cutting, and you can't win basketball games that way. And so it was more a heavy sighing and, you know, bitching about this team and so forth. And I hope that for their sake, they're about done so that they can just go home and we can figure out where this goes next. That's on Tom Bowen, the AD over there, and they'll figure it out. Tonight, the Grizzlies return to the court in Los Angeles, playing the Lakers, who they just beat night before last. So they had to fly out there and sleep in them beds and get up and drag their long asses over to the L.A. thing and play basketball tonight and kiss Kobe goodbye again.
I usually don't say anything about fellow broadcasters, but I will say that last night, listening to the Tigers game on the radio, I heard five or six times that it was 63-62 in the last couple minutes of the game, but I never heard who was winning. So if we could work on that a little bit, say 63-62 SMU, please.
Oh, you know, poor old Dave Aloche is just tired. God love him. He's about 83. He's 83 years old, and he's kind of losing himself, and he's just not, you know, he and George Lapidus are about the same age, and they just need to probably retire. But
no, I usually like it, but it was
I'm
kind of
kidding,
annoying.
David. I love Dave. Dave's a good man. Sometimes you wish they would say different things, but they're just trying to sit up straight and not get fired like everybody else.
Weekend at Bernie's, those two.
Hey, man, we're all going down. It's who knows? What else is happening? The Dallas Police Department, this has turned into a bigger deal than anybody thought. Johnny Manziel probably should be put in a cage and left till he grows up. They have done a thorough investigation of him beating up his girlfriend, and the case is going to the DA's office for presentation to a grand jury. Why the Browns have not cut him, or did they cut him and didn't say much about it? This guy is just, he is trouble. So that's going on. Baseball, the MLB, all the managers and the owners and such announced some new rules concerning sliding and pace of game changes. Lots of bitching about how slow this game has gotten and how many times the batter steps back out of the box to rub his hands in the dirt and adjust his jock, and make the pitcher, you know, lose his pacing, his rhythm. It just drags it out, and it shouldn't take this long. Beginning this season, rolling or block slides to break up double plays will not be allowed. So a guy from first going into second can't go in with his cleats up and attempt to break up a double play. It'll be charged as an interference call, and I don't know what the penalty is. But there were some broken legs last year on a takeout slide by Chase Utley. He just went in way too hard with his feet up and broke this guy's leg. The pace of play changes include timed 30-second trips to the mound by managers and coaches, timed only a half a minute, and then get off the field. And a reduction of down to 20 seconds of broadcast breaks between innings. That's going to wreak havoc with advertising and radio and TV, isn't it? A 20-second reduction of broadcast break. Well, no. I guess if they're 5 minutes now, they'll be 4 minutes and 10 seconds. So you get one less commercial and a station ID.
Yeah, and then you just raise the rates you don't lose anything. It's not hard.
So this will at least speed the game up, which has been a complaint of many people for a long time. Golden State won again last night. Steph Curry broke the record, the 128th game in a row, with at least one three-point shot. Last night, he had 10. He scored 51 points. And he didn't play. He didn't play the entire game. He plays for a little bit, and embarrasses everybody, and then sits down and like laughs, has a beer, and a smoke, and then goes back out and scores about 20 more, another beer. You know, it's just incredible to watch this. So they beat somebody. I guess it was the Magic last night. They're 52-5. So with 25 games left, they have a chance if they can win. The majority of those games, with 25 games left, if they can only lose two or three, they will set the all-time record for wins in the NBA season. So that just would be incredible. Golden State wins, as do the Celtics, New Orleans, Brooklyn, Houston, and the Spurs won last night. And until baseball starts and the NFL draft, which is coming up at some point this spring, it's going to be all college basketball as they head down to March Madness and tournament time and conference tournaments first, and then the March Madness and all that's going on. And that's what we have to look forward to for the next month or so. Emailing is fine if you'd like to. You don't have to, but you can. mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Got one in from Justin about the VA in Memphis, and says, I'm glad something's finally been done here. Unfortunately, this woman isn't being fired. She's sent to Nashville
and some
other department.
Yeah.
This should have been done months ago, as the Memphis VA is one of the worst hospitals in America.
Yep.
I've told people if they want to see how bad it is to come spend a day with one of us, and they would be appalled at how we are treated. There are some good employees there, but they're overshadowed by the bad ones. Fortunately, my generation of veterans have had enough and are starting to speak up and force them to hear us, but they still allow people to keep their jobs, even though they do unspeakable acts. Thanks for supporting veterans. Stay frosty and KCCO.
What does that mean?
I'm not exactly sure, Sarge. Tell us.
Well, I that pretty much covers it. It's just it is a crying shame as to how this goes on and is allowed to go on. And, you know, as mentioned before, there's a big hullabaloo and lots of finger pointing and all that every couple of years that nothing happens. It's good to see some action. You know, I mean, that's just there. You know, somebody is finally doing something to fix what is an embarrassing mess for this country.
And we have two here on the debate last night. Paul wrote in saying Cruz and Rubio are so desperate to get their party's nomination that they sunk to adolescent name calling and political banter.
Yep.
Makes you wonder if they've hired the producers of the Jerry Springer Show as their political advisors and public relations consultants.
It really is hard to put it into words. I mean, I just sat there at my desk with my mouth hanging open, just watching these people. And Trump stands there like he's the king of the world, which he may be before long. And these two on either side of him, and they were placed there, obviously, for that reason. And it's like watching little kids on a playground argue over who gets the last popsicle. it's incredible just to sit back and just watch them do this.
I have to tell you. Thank you for the book.
Donald, relax.
Go ahead. I'm relaxed. You're the basket case. Go ahead.
You're the basket case. That's very presidential.
Go ahead.
My name is. I promise you, Donald. There's nothing about you that makes anyone nervous.
The funniest part was when Ben Carson came out of his coma and said, "Will somebody please attack me?" That was pretty funny. And then he went back to sleep.
Paul goes on to say, if these candidates think they're appealing to independent and undecided voters, they've totally lost touch. Thankfully, our Constitution doesn't really afford the President of the United States as much authority and power as many people think that it does.
That's
because exactly. If it did, regardless of who wins in November, our republic would be in some really dark days.
Yes, we have been. That's been discussed for a long time. The presidency is not what everybody thinks it is. It's a figurehead position with a big Oval Office desk and a nice new flag pin. Beyond that, the power is questionable. You know, for a long time, I thought that Marco had some sense, but he's just coming off as a spoiled little bitch. And Ted Cruz is the most unlikable candidate in a long time. And the rest of them, I don't know. I mean, Trump just stands out, like him or not. From this field, there's just no contest. The rest of them come off as beyond lame.
And Jimmy watched it last night, too, and says, from what we've seen last night, it shows you why Americans have lost complete faith in the electoral and election process. No matter how many times Cruz and Rubio attack Trump, he gets stronger in both the polls and psychologically.
Yes.
Their polls get weaker and lower.
Yep.
I think it's safe to say that Trump will win at least 10 or 11 states, and by Tuesday evening or this time early Wednesday, Ben Carson will drop out of the race, and John Kasich is most likely going to stay in Ohio. Mark my words, though, says Jimmy, if Hillary gets the nomination, there's a strong possibility or most definitely that Bernie Sanders could run as an independent as well as Michael Bloomberg. But Bloomberg has already
tested it. He's not going to do it. Yeah, Trump is leading Kasich in Ohio. That's not good. But you wonder if someone like him from Ohio would be a great VP guy for Trump. That state is very important. It's impossible to take Rubio seriously, but Kasich is a grown up and he acts like one. But Rubio is just a child with he just doesn't need to be there. Just go back to Florida and shut up.
Could you just imagine, though, having that gnat around constantly where you can't say anything and your whole goal, you're supposed to go in there and debate, but your whole goal is just to talk, but everybody's constantly talking over.
Right. Well, hold on, I'm going to get my answer. He doesn't get to yell at the whole time.
I want to move on. These are the rules.
Excuse me, he called me a liar and then interrupted the whole time.
You've had a chance.
These are the rules. No one's been listening to the rules,
what rules?
For any debate they've had this season.
Response, so stand by. My name was I want to talk about
it reminds me of that awful show. I don't even know. The View, The Talk, that just those all those women sitting around, five women just talking over each other.
Yeah. It's really, really
about nothing.
Really, really ugly. Yeah,
Sarge wrote back to say KCCO means keep calm and chive on. It's a lifestyle of loving life, treating everyone equally and like human, raising money for charity, random acts of kindness, among many things. So, okay, thanks for clearing that up. And let's see what else we had. We have a bunch of people commenting on Trump, various things. Can you imagine Ronald Reagan or Harry Truman saying these things? I have no problem with Trump speaking his mind. It's the content that makes me worried. How many politicians and political figures act just like Trump in private, though? Just saying.
And only on TV shows like Veep that are television comedy. So are the comments for Trump neutral, negative, positive?
They're a little bit of both. I just did a couple of highlights from each of those right there. Some people like that he speaks his mind. Some people like that he's cutting through the general, typical political BS. Some think he's absolutely horrible. And some people just outright hate him and hate the idea of him. So
there's it certainly is different. We have never seen anything like this in the history of politics, I don't think. It is a very unique situation.
I don't understand how anyone could hate the idea of him or hate him. You don't have to vote for him, but how you could hate somebody that comes out and just kind of calls it as it is.
I don't know that hate is the right word.
Right.
But it's a little hard sometimes to take him seriously. But on the other hand, if you didn't know any of these people and had no idea who they were or what their backgrounds were, and you saw them for the first time last night, there's no question that he stands head and shoulders above all of them when it comes to just being charismatic and authoritative and in charge. And the rest of them look like a bunch of little goldfish trying to get to it's unbelievable, the contrast.
But earlier, I would have bet you would have said you wanted to go back in the coma.
Well, yeah. In fact, I believe that's what my wife said, that I should just go back into my coma and stop worrying about it. And I may do that very, very soon, in about 2 hours.
Yes. If you have any opinions you want to share with us, please do. mail@drakeinthemorning.com is the website, is the address for the email. It works all the time.
There's Marco on TV. He's gotten even more youthful.
Yes, he has.
I look 25.
He does. He's just go away, son. Just go on back home and lay out or something. Buster's Liquors.
Lay out.
Well, it's in Florida. You know, go to your pool and shut up. Go by Buster's and get a lot of things to drink because you're going to probably need them this weekend. They're at Poplar and Highland, have been there for many, many years. The store has been it's totally redone. It is a huge place, 16,000 square feet of spirits, very organized and just well laid out. A great wine selection, 18 folks on their wine staff. You can go in there and get some advice on what you might like for a certain kind of meal or for a party, things like that. 400 beers in the coolers, all kinds from domestics to craft beers at the growler station. Anything in the world of beers and wines and vodkas and gins and bourbons and tequila and all those things are there. And they can tell you what's the best and what you might like the most. Also, some great deli items in the food section, meats and cheeses and things like that for your partying needs. Buster'sLiquors.com is the website. Visit them at Poplar and Highland. They have your spirits. We thank them for joining us on this program every day. We'll come back and look at the dumbasses, or I could just keep playing this over and over again.
So that's the only part of the plan? Just the lines, the interstate competition?
We'll be back with the dumbasses of the day on this very nice Friday. Just give us a few minutes to do this.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.